Hello, everybody, and welcome to the call on this wonderful spring day. I'm Pragita Dove, your host. And first of all, I want to let you know how to be in touch with me. So right on the top right-hand line of your notepad, I hope you all have a pen and paper ready, as this will be, you'll be able to take notes. But if not, no worries. This call is being recorded, and you will receive the recording as soon as it's ready. So right at the top hand, right hand of your notepad, www.discovermeditation.com. And that's how you can be in touch with me through the contact button there. So I'm thrilled and honored to be with you here on this wonderful spring day. It's the most gorgeous day here in Southwest Houston, where I am right now. And I'm just full of spring energy, which is seeing all the flowers budding and the trees opening up. And this is such a great time of year for new beginnings. New beginnings for all of us, for insights, for understandings, for ahas, which we're going to get on this call. We're going to have a wonderful time today. This is an introductory class that complements my monthly Inner Circle membership, and I know I have some of my Inner Circle members on the call today, which is wonderful, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. So today I'm going to be sharing with you how to resolve conflict with difficult people. So let's now take a look at what we can do about these difficult people in our lives. So the first thing is this. You create your reality. Now, sometimes that's difficult to hear. The first time I heard that, I didn't want to hear it because I wanted to blame other people for what was going on. But the truth of the matter is, all of us, we create our reality. So whatever is going on in your life is because you created it. Now, the good news is you created it for a reason. You created it to learn and to grow and to expand and get past whatever it is that is in your way of stepping into your greatest creative expression. And this applies to all of us, every single one of us. It's not just for some people or those people over there or just for Pragita because she's running the call. No, it's for all of us that this applies, yes? And it's a great insight and it's a great revelation because it's how it gives you power to change anything in your life that you don't like, including what's going on with these difficult people. Because the thing is this, if we blame the other person, then we're giving them the power. So it's always in your best interest to see how you are contributing to the conflict. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, this is all your fault and this, the other person's all perfect. Not at all. That's not what I'm saying. We're going to just keep the other person out of it for now and focus on you. What I am saying is that it behoves you to look inside yourself to see if there's any conflict within you, which is how come you're creating conflict on the outside. And often we have inner conflict, we're not even aware of it. We are unconscious of it. So actually these difficult people are doing us a service in that they are highlighting for us that there's something inside us that needs our attention. So the first step is to take the focus off of the other person and on to you. And like I said, doesn't mean the other person's perfect, not at all. But in order to resolve this, you have to focus on yourself. So let's switch all the focus onto you. So the first step in that is to accept your present moment reality. Now, it doesn't mean you have to like it, and you probably don't like it if it's a conflict with a difficult person. However, if you fight it, you make it worse. If you resist it, you make it worse. So practice acceptance of what is, one of the main principles of what meditation is. Accept what is. And as I said, you don't have to like it, but you do have to accept it. Now, acceptance doesn't mean, you know, going into some state of passivity where you feel, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it now, I'll just accept it. Yeah, that's not what I mean. I mean, just it is what it is. I mean, let's say, you know, you're in a big disagreement with your neighbor about a fence that you need to build, you know, that borders both your properties. So just accept that as of this moment, that things are not going well with the neighbor. And that's it. You know, it is what it is. This person is very bad-tempered and difficult. So it is what it is. And that gets you off to a very good start, the acceptance. Because in the acceptance of what is, you relax. Because see, when you fight things, you tense up. And then, you're off to a really bad start there. Because it's impossible to become clear, to be in touch with your inner wisdom when you're contracted in a state of tension and fighting. So you just relax then, accepting, and then you relax, and the body relaxes. And in that relaxation, in that acceptance, this is where you step into the miracle zone, because you open up. You open up to a spaciousness where amazing things can happen. Creative ideas can pop up. Somebody can call you with a creative idea. Somebody might call you and say, hey, you know, I know this contractor. He does really good fences for, like, a really good price. Well, maybe you could go back to your neighbor with that idea, and he might calm down when he hears that, you know, it's a really good price. You see? So, in the spaciousness of relaxation and acceptance, and also non-judgment. Now, judgment is the number one cause of your suffering. Mostly because you judge yourself, but also judging others. Because what judgment does, it contracts you. Judgment, it's like, you know, when you put up a dam in a river and it stops the river flowing down to the ocean. And what happens behind the dam is it collects these stagnant pools of water. And so judgment is like the dam on your energy. When you go into a judgmental frame of mind about yourself or somebody else, then you dam up your energy. You block the flow of your energy and your creativity, and it creates these stagnant pools of energy inside of you, which can eventually lead to dis-ease in the body and illness, possibly. So be very aware about how you judge yourself and how you judge others. And find a place of compassion for yourself, of course, and for others. So what are you judging yourself about? Because you can't get the fence, the agreement with the neighbor about the fence, and then you think it's all your fault? because, you know, I'm so stupid and I can't get these things organized or whatever it is. So just drop all that, because that doesn't help anything. And understand that your essential self, your essential soul, that you are a being of love and light and brilliance and luminosity and creativity. That's who you are. That is the truth of who you are, not all these judgments. And the neighbor isn't what all your judgments are saying about him either. Your neighbor is also a luminous, brilliant being of love and light. Now, the problem is that the judgments can dim that light so that you can't see it. You can't see it in yourself. You can't see it in your neighbor. And when you can find an acceptance of your present moment within yourself, everything has to start within yourself. You can't change the neighbor, but you can change yourself. And then magical things can happen. So when you bring your awareness and your acceptance to what is happening within you, maybe there are judgments, maybe there's fear. Fear that you won't be able to get this fence fixed. You know, that it'll be, oh, here's another thing I can't do and can't get done, that you say to yourself. So just notice, what is happening inside of you? Notice if there's anger at this difficult neighbor, whom I'm taking as an example here. Is there anger? Is there irritation? Annoyance? Is there disappointment? Or sadness? Or fear? Or judgment, maybe? And so you just take some time to close your eyes and notice what is going on inside of you. Because, you know, what the law of attraction does, it transmits whatever is happening inside of you. It transmits your emotional state. So if you're angry, guess what you're transmitting? Anger. And then, oh, what a surprise, no surprise, I should say, you've got an angry neighbor to deal with, or a bad-tempered neighbor, or an irritable neighbor. Yes? Because all the law of attraction does, it matches. That's all it does. It's a one-trick pony. It just matches your energy. It doesn't care who you are. You could be some big Hollywood movie star or some poverty-stricken person in Africa. It doesn't matter. Law of attraction doesn't care about that stuff. It doesn't care what you want and what you don't want. It just matches your energy. So it behoves you to first of all notice what is happening inside of you and then see if you can change it. First of all, find compassion for yourself, for whatever is happening inside of you. Love yourself. Fill yourself up with love and acceptance. Oh, it's okay that I'm feeling this way. There's that anger again. You're probably familiar with it. So just accept it. There's the hurt again. And what you might find is that the feelings, maybe the hurt, the fear, the disappointment, when you look into it, that maybe you've been hurt before when you were trying to get something done with another person. Maybe you've been hurt many times, disappointed many times. So it's created in you this fear that you can't get things done. You can't complete things. You can't get along with people, or whatever those core beliefs are that are the root of you. One of the most common core beliefs is I don't matter. And if you have that belief that you don't matter, then it's very difficult for you to you know, get this neighbor or to get this fence built together. Because deep inside you have this feeling that whatever you want isn't going to happen. You know, other people can get what they want, but not me. Yeah? And so it's good to become aware of this, because it's not true. It's not the truth about you. The truth about you is that you are a brilliant, luminous being of love and light, full of creativity and joy and happiness. That is your natural state. You're also, abundance is also your natural state. You are an abundant being living in an abundant universe. That is the truth. And your soul knows this. But what's happened is you have been conditioned and programmed by this culture, perhaps by your parents, in a programming of fear, lack, and scarcity. That there isn't enough and you can't have what you want and, you know, it's difficult and life is hard and a struggle. This is how I was programmed and conditioned by my parents, because that's what they believed. They believed it. So I had to work very hard to deprogram myself from that, because it's not the truth. It's not the truth of who we are, all of us. And so what it is it's just a matter of every time an opportunity like this comes up, because having a difficult person or a conflict with a difficult person in your life, it's an opportunity. And I want you to say to yourself, oh good, here's another opportunity. So rather than dreading it and thinking, oh no, here we go again, you know, look at it as an opportunity, as how you can raise your consciousness. How can you raise your awareness? Because this person is in your life for a reason. So that, either so that you can raise your consciousness and become more aware and compassionate, or so that you can bring the light of awareness to the situation. Or both. So it's a good thing for you. Now hopefully the other person will benefit too, and the situation will benefit. And you'll get that fence built at a good price. Yes? And end up with a better relationship with your neighbor. So look inside, because the solution lies within you. And it's very tempting, I know, because I've done this myself, to blame the other person. Oh, he's this and she's that, and so on. And that doesn't help anything. It doesn't really matter about them. What matters is you. And you raising your consciousness, raising your awareness, so that you understand that this is an opportunity for you to heal an old wound within yourself, to change some old belief that really isn't true about you, to change your mindset from a mindset of fear, lack, and scarcity to a mindset of abundance. These are all opportunities. And when you approach them with that positive attitude, like, oh good, now let me see how I handle this time. Let me see if I can do things differently this time. And the more compassion you can show yourself, the more compassion you can have for other people. Because any difficult person is in fact coming from pain or fear of some kind. Maybe they had an abusive childhood, and so they still have these reactive patternings. The thing is, we don't know about people. a lot of the time. We don't know their background. We don't know why they behave the way they do. But for sure they are suffering in some way. If somebody is very bad-tempered or often angry or defensive and difficult, then they are suffering. And so you who are the one now with the heightened awareness, with the heightened understandings about yourself, when you do this work and bring more love and light and compassion to the situation, you'll be amazed how things can change. Creative ideas pop up, and you know, things can be resolved in a calm and courteous manner most of the time. Sometimes the person still stays difficult and bad-tempered, in which case you have to just say to yourself, well, I did my best, because by that time you know you've really done your best, but then you have to walk away. But most of the time, the other person does receive on some level your positive love and light and compassion without you saying anything about it, because you don't want to say anything to them like that, but just transmit that energy. And good things will happen for you regardless of this other person, because the law of attraction will reward you, because the law of attraction will mirror back to you what you are transmitting. So remember these things. You create your reality. Take the focus off the other person and put it fully, fairly, and squarely on yourself. Accept your present moment reality for what it is. It is what it is. Become aware of your feelings in the body. Does the fear make you tighten up? Does it make your stomach tighten? Are your fists clench? Do you feel your heart, your chest area sort of getting heavy? Notice how you feel your feelings in the body. Because the more aware you are of how you feel in the body, then the more clearly you will notice when your heart lightens up and expands and feels warm and loving and kind, or your stomach feels okay again, or your fists are not clenched. Yes, so then you know, oh yes, now I'm relaxed. Now I'm in a relaxed state, and I can look at this situation with more clarity, with more compassion for yourself. Always give compassion to yourself first. You can't have compassion for other people if you don't have compassion for yourself. Love yourself no matter what. And be aware of any fear or judgments that might be sabotaging your ability to stay calm and neutral and accepting. And if you do find any of these things, then just accept all of it. Don't judge your fear or judge your disappointment. Accept the fear, accept the disappointment, accept the hurt. Love them. They are a part of you. And surround yourself with the arms of compassion. Embrace yourself with the arms of compassion. Every single part of you. The hurt part, the part that feels it doesn't matter, the part that's angry, the part that's irritated, all of those parts of you, love them and embrace them with tremendous compassion for yourself. Because that is how they will heal. If you fight them, if you try to pretend they're not there and shove them down in yourself, no, that's not going to work. That just makes it worse. It's love and compassion that heal. And then the more healed you are, the more your light will shine and you will meet difficult people on a higher vibrational level, and they will feel it. They will feel it, because people do. They might not be able to articulate it, or they might not understand what's going on, but they will feel good around you. They won't feel threatened. They won't feel like you're going to attack them. They'll feel that you like them. And whether you like them or not, it doesn't really matter. What matters is they feel that you like them. Yeah? And then you offer the situation the best possible outcome for the highest good of everybody concerned. And you for sure will get a good outcome. The other person will, if they respond well, they will get a good outcome too. And if they don't respond well, well, you know, that's their issue. It's nothing to do with you. You did your very best. But you will be rewarded by the law of attraction in some other way. So don't ever feel that all of this inner effort you're making is wasted, because it is not. The universe is listening. And as your vibrational levels change, you will receive back in kind from the universe. And that can manifest in all kinds of different and unexpected ways. And the more you do this, the more you practice this, what you find is that difficult people start disappearing from your life, so that there aren't any in the end. Because you've learned your lessons, and you don't need to be creating them anymore. So there's always a reward. The universe always rewards you when you work towards more awareness, more consciousness, more love for yourself, more compassion for yourself, more joy, more happiness, more creativity. And that you will always be rewarded, because the law of attraction, as I've said, is very simple. It's very simple. It just reflects back to you what you are transmitting. And if you think about your energy being on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the most negative, 10 being the most positive, then you want to try and keep yourself up in 8, 9, 10. And if you feel that you're down at a 4 or a 3, then don't start on it yourself and give yourself a hard time. No, no, don't do that. Just sit with yourself and notice what is happening with you. Are you upset because of the way somebody just spoke to you? And did you feel your energy plummet? Was somebody mean to you at your work? Was somebody rather short or curt with you on the phone? You know, all these little things affect us. So just notice that. Notice. And then when you fill yourself with compassion and love, and give yourself some space to feel that and be aware of it, then you'll find that your vibe starts coming back up again. And you'll make a mental note about that difficult person who upsets you. Do you want to continue having them in your life? If you do, maybe you want to say something to them, to be more, speak to you in a more respectful manner. Respect is a very good word, because it contains love, it contains compassion, it contains kindness. And of course it contains respect. And that's what you want from people. You want to be treated with respect. You want people to talk to you in a respectful manner, because you deserve it. And sometimes you have to ask for it, because there's a lot of unconscious people around, and they have no idea that they're being disrespectful or hurtful or unkind or mean. They just have no idea. They're just completely unconscious. You know, they're not really even doing it on purpose most of the time. They're just not even aware they're doing it. So if you can tell them in a respectful manner that they are being hurtful or unkind or disrespectful, then you're not only doing yourself a service, but you're for your own awareness, but you're hopefully bringing them to a higher awareness as well, because maybe they didn't even know. So we can't always expect other people to know what it is we want, but we can ask them, and a lot of the time you will get what you want. So in a moment, I'm going to open up the line so you can ask questions about what we're talking about, our topic for today. But just before I do, I just want to give you a reminder, if you don't know anything about it, about my Inner Circle membership. And it is a sacred support program to help you stay connected to this energy that we're creating today of setting positive intentions for our lives, so that you can bring your questions as you will today, and it helps you stay on track. Because the problem is, this is a wonderful call, and then you go out there and then you get lost in the old stuff again. So my Inner Circle is a way for everybody to stay connected, and it is 1 hour a month. All the calls are recorded, so if you can't make it live, then you can listen to the recording. The next call actually is this coming Thursday, April 2nd. That's when the next one is, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, other times. And I would love to have you join us so you can be part of our ongoing community every month. And to find out more about it, go to my website, discovermeditation.com, and you scroll down on the home page, and there it is. I think at the moment it's right underneath the announcement about this call. Or you can just do discovermeditation.com/inner-circle and go straight to the page. So I'm now going to open up the lines. There we are. And I would love to hear your questions. Anything you would like to ask at all, I'm here to help. I'm here to support you and help you to have a much more abundant, joyful, and happy life. So who would like to go first? Well, who would like to go second?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who is this?
This is Sam out in Santa Barbara.
Sam, hello.
Hello. My first time attending one of your calls, and thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I found you at 2 o'clock in the morning one night when I couldn't sleep. I found your website, and I've been going there regularly, and I expect to sign up for your circle, Inner Circle, as well. So thank you very much. What you speak is what I believe and resonates with me, and so I do have a question. It's kind of specifically to what you talk about, the law of attraction.
Yes.
And it applies to everything in our life. And in particular, my concern or interest is, if in fact I've been carrying a particular mindset, and let's just use an example, I want to move out of this home. I want to leave where I'm living and live somewhere in a smaller space. And I've been putting that out and carrying it, but it hasn't manifested. No change has come. And mm-hmm. then something comes in my life, and I decide, you know what, I'm going to be okay here. It's going to be fine. I'm going to make the improvements I want to do here and mm-hmm. thrive here. My question is, what happens to that mixed message? And is there a time lapse? How soon, if we have a mindset that we're putting out and the attraction is supposedly in place, and then it changes? Is there you know, I guess I'm concerned about, you know, grinding those gears, and am I putting it in reverse? And what happens then?
Right. Well, first of all, it's not a mindset you're putting out.
Okay.
It is an emotional state.
Okay.
So, only about 5 or 10% of us is in the conscious mind, the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us, 90-95%, is in the subconscious, which is where your emotions are,
mm-hmm.
and the wisdom of your body, the wisdom of your heart, and your wisdom of your soul. And it's your emotional state that is transmitting.
Okay.
And attracting back to you whatever you're transmitting, positivity, negativity, whatever it is. Now, when it comes to manifesting something you want very specifically, like you wanted to find another home.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you can ask for the home that you want. You know, I think you said you wanted a smaller home.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask for that. And one of the most difficult parts of asking for what we want for people is letting it go.
Mm.
So you ask, you put it out there, and then you have to let it go. Now, by letting it go, I don't mean you go into a passive state, oh, this is never going to happen. What's the point? It's been 2 days and I don't have my house. Yes? You have to stay open to the possibility of getting your house in a state of not knowing, because you don't know if you're going to get that house or not. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And the state of not knowing is very difficult for the mind. The mind likes to know everything. It wants to know, okay, if I do this, I'm going to get this. And if this happens, that happens. The mind is a business person, because that's what business is.
Oh.
Yes? Business is, I'll pay you this and then I'll get this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the law of attraction is not a business person. It's not a business. It is one of the universal laws that we have to surrender to, which is difficult for the mind to surrender, because the mind likes to be in control.
Okay.
And so from what you're saying, of when you tell me what happened, is for whatever reason, which we don't know, I mean, or maybe you do know, I don't know, but things changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're now realizing you're fine where you are and you're going to make some adjustments to where you are. Yes?
Correct.
So that's just how it is, you know. We don't always get what we want. We do get what we need. And maybe, I mean, you know, you don't know why you didn't get a particular house you wanted or didn't move or whatever. But I would say that the universe doesn't think it's a good idea for you.
True. So the question then becomes, what happens to all of that? That emotion. I mean, does it just dissipate? And once I change my emotion, does it just go away? That's kind of the question. What happens to that? Is it? I guess my concern is it? I don't want it to still be in. You know, I don't understand that. I don't understand what happens to that emotion.
The emotion that you wanted this new house.
That I wanted to scale back and get a smaller accommodations, and then all this, and now my situation is I'll stay where I am. What happens to that energy that I was putting
the
out
energy
for
just
that?
The energy just transforms.
Okay.
The energy that's also your creativity energy, your creative energy. So it just transforms into focusing on the house where you are now and how you're going to make that how you want it to be.
Okay.
It just transforms.
Okay. I was concerned that it was a residual and that it was going to interfere with whatever else I was planning, and I just didn't grab the concept of what would happen.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Energy just doesn't sit there in the background thinking, oh, you know, I'm waiting till she has this other house, you know, and I'm not going to do anything. Energy doesn't think, for one thing. No, energy transforms. It's very fluid. It's like water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It flows where it's guided to flow. And your energy is simply shifted or transformed to focus now on the house where you are instead of focusing on a smaller house.
Oh, that was just okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's a very it brings me peace to know that it's just a transformation and not to have any concern about that.
Oh yes, absolutely. There's no concern.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your question, Sam, and I'll look forward to you joining our inner circle then. That'd be wonderful.
Yes, I am looking forward to it as well.
Good. And thank you so much for your question. Does anybody else have a question, anything they want to share or ask?
Apagito, this is Jan.
Yes, Jan.
Hi. As you know, most of the time I am so grateful, come from gratitude about life, and I'm working on your heart, and most of the time I accept that I am where I'm supposed to be. But what do I do? That so many things lately have been a challenge. Is there a mantra or something for when I get into just the pain to help me accept it better?
Well, here's the thing. You say you have a lot of gratitude most of the time.
Yeah, except when I get this pain, and then I...
Right. So your meditation is to be grateful all the time. The hardest time to be grateful is when things happen that we don't like.
Right. Exactly.
It's very easy to be grateful. Oh, I just won the lottery. I'm so grateful. Yes, those kind of things are very easy. But it's when things happen that you don't like that what happens actually is your judgment comes in. I don't like this. Either I don't like this situation or I don't like this person. And judgment, as I said earlier, it's like a dam that blocks a river. And judgment is blocking your energy, creating stagnant pools of energy in you of maybe resentment or frustration or irritation or whatever it is. And your energy isn't flowing freely. And so your creativity isn't available to you. Your compassion and your love are not available to you because they've got blocked. All right?
Okay. And when I start meditating.
Your meditation is, first of all, become aware of, because this is just an old habit, that's all it is. First of all, just become aware when something happens that you don't like or a person you don't like does something. Same thing. Yes?
Yeah.
Become aware. Oh, here we go. Here we go again, you know. I know what this is this time. And what it is an opportunity. I want you to see it as an opportunity. I want you to be glad it's happening because it's an opportunity to raise your awareness, to raise your consciousness about an old habit that comes in and stops you and gets you all tied up in knots. Yes?
Yes, obviously going way back.
Pardon?
I said yes, something that obviously goes way back.
Well, oh, highly likely. These things always do. They go way back to earlier times. Yes. And so compassion for yourself, Jan, love yourself, and understand that this is good that it's coming up because it's coming to the light of your conscious awareness so that you look at it with compassion and with love for yourself. And over time, it will dissolve. It will simply dissolve. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Thank you for your question. It's a great question. So I can take one more question if anybody has something they want to ask or share. Does anybody else have something? Now is your chance.
This is Arlene.
Arlene, hello, yes. Arlene from New York, yes?
Yes, that's right. How do you deal with a situation I'm trying to formulate it. I blanked for a moment. Where repeated patterns with his consciousness with another party, and the same patterns keep on, even though both people are conscious in the given situation, and the patterns, their patterns repeat and your patterns repeat, and the same thing gets rehashed over and over again. How do you break that, even though you're aware of it, but you can't stop the situation from occurring? How do you change that? I mean, with the awareness, and can you control those patterns? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yes, I do. I do understand your question. And first of all, if there are repeated patterns that keep repeating, then you are not conscious. There's still a part of you that is unconscious. And that might be difficult to hear, because sometimes we think, oh, yes, I'm all conscious and I'm all aware. But the fact that they keep repeating means that you are not fully conscious
of
what is happening. You're not fully conscious of what is happening inside of you, because we're talking about you right now.
But we're also talking about interacting with the patterns, somebody else's patterns at the same time.
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're simply talking about what is happening inside of you. It's nothing to do with anybody else. Like my fence example. It's nothing to do with anybody else. This is only to do with you and your repeating patterns. You simply cannot get tied up in the other person. You must focus solely on yourself and your repetitive patterns and your journey from unconsciousness to consciousness, from unawareness to awareness,
mm-hmm.
and follow what I said in this call. Re-listen to this call, because I gave you very clear guidelines on what to do. And it's something you have to figure out between you and yourself. It's nothing to do with anybody else. And if there is another person with repeating patterns, then all that's simply the law of attraction showing you that you still are repeating the same patterns.
So you are stuck yourself. Still stuck.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't judge yourself and say that you're stuck, because that's a judgmental word and that doesn't serve you.
Okay.
So talk about yourself with compassion and love,
mm-hmm.
and just say, so I am in the process of becoming more aware.
Mm.
I'm in the process of becoming more aware. And this call today is very apt for what you're talking about, and I suggest you keep re-listening to it and follow my suggestions, because that is how you will free yourself from this repeated pattern.
No, I appreciate what you're saying. Yes, but the other thing, how do you? Let's say you're aware after the pattern occurs, but you can't stop it in the process of it occurring. That's what I'm talking about. How do you become more present in the given situation rather than the aftermath of the situation?
Well, you start with the aftermath. You have to start where you are. Because when it's an old repeated pattern, and oh, there I've gone and done it again, that means that you temporarily lost consciousness. You temporarily went unconscious and did the pattern again. Okay? So first of all, compassion for yourself. And then you start where you are. Let's say you realize 5 minutes later or 5 hours later. Then you sit with yourself and bring your awareness, your non-judgment, and your compassion for yourself, and you go through in the acceptance and everything I've talked about on this call. And what's going to happen is that slowly, slowly, over time, you are going to get to the point where you realize what you're doing when you're doing it. And that is a great moment when you're in the middle of it and you suddenly go, oh, my goodness, I'm doing it right now. And then you can stop it right in the moment. And then moving further along, you'll reach a point where you simply won't do it anymore. Because you have reached such a profound state of awareness about that pattern, and it will dissolve. Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much. I see what you're saying.
Good. Very good. Well, thank you so much, Arlene, for sharing that.
And I will listen to the tape over again.
Yes, I would keep re-listening to it because it's very valuable what is on this recording, actually. And just keep re-listening to it.
I found your opening the heart tape very helpful, very useful, and soothing. I just want to thank you for that as well.
Well, you're very welcome. And so that just so everybody knows, Arlene is talking about my Opening to Love CD, which is on my website on the shop, and you can get it either in a hard copy or in a digital version. And it is very helpful for healing the heart and opening the heart up. So very good. Thank you all for calling in for this live call. Who is this?
It's Alice. I have a question. I was online, and I typed questions in, but they don't get answered, I guess.
Oh, okay. And what is your name?
Alice. Alice from New Jersey.
Alice. Okay, Alice. What is your question?
My question is, what if the person you would like to just avoid completely because they're never satisfied, they're never... there's always a complaint. There's always an anger, a very angry person, and it's very difficult to be around them. And I would just like to avoid them completely, but it's relative. How do you handle that? And it's been lifelong.
Relatives are tricky. I've had my share of difficult relatives. Basically, Alice, you have to do what I've been saying on the call, is start with focusing on yourself and come to understand if there are any wounds in you or fears in you or judgments in you that are contributing to you being reactive to these people. Okay? Because your number one job is to heal yourself first. It's very difficult to not be reactive to difficult people when you have wounds inside of you, fears or judgments inside of you. Okay?
Yeah,
I can't hear you.
It makes sense because this particular relative has caused a lot of pain throughout the years. And
yes, so
it's
you
the
have
point
to
where
focus.
I've been told avoid this person.
Well, I mean, maybe that's what you need to do.
It's very impossible, it seems, because he's so alone, basically, and. reaches out for, wants contact, doesn't socialize much, and the whole family basically avoids this person as much as they can.
So
do
you feel sorry for him?
I try to reach out. I feel sorry for him, but on the other end, it's like he's a woe is me all the time, and then you get angry. I feel angry that, get your ass out and get a job, or get up and get outside. Go sit in the sun for 5 minutes. Go walk around the block for 5 minutes.
Okay, so
it's hard.
So what you do have to do, Alice, is take the focus off of him, because you're almost caring more about him than you're caring about yourself.
Mm.
And you have to make you, Alice, the number one priority. And this is something that women do a lot more than men, because as women, we are taught we have to take care of everybody else and we come last. That's the conditioning most women receive. I did too. So I was trying to always heal people in my family until I had to realize that some of them, it was just a lost cause, And so what I encourage you to do is also keep re-listening to this call and focus your healing on yourself. Yes?
Mm.
And stay away from him for a while. I don't know. Give it like a month or 2 or 3 months. It doesn't mean you have to permanently stay away, but take a break and get some healing for yourself. To heal this pain and the wounds, and also this pattern of trying to help other people who maybe are not receiving your help. Because then it's just a waste of time. It's a waste of your energy. Yeah?
The thing is, I had been avoiding him as much as I could, like twice a year, Christmas card, birthday card, that's it. And and now that, a significant other has died, in our lives, our mother died, and that was the only one person that he would call her, and she would just let him talk, and on, no matter what it was, she was, I guess, the mother, so whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, and now he's, out there with no one to call, and I've even avoided sending him emails. I mean, to the point where, I didn't. And now he's sending me emails going, how come you don't stay in touch? And then when I do, something, give you a simple example. And then, he picks always a different way to look at things. And this is where we're different, and that's what I've got to accept. But, for instance, I got an email.
I got to stop you there, because I don't need the details, okay?
Oh, well, anyway, the bottom line was it was a significant email talking about new research showing that it's not even feeling less anger it's that will keep you from depression and blah, 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 keep you emotionally healthy. What they found was it was the emotion of awe that was the most significant one. And I sent this email on. I passed it to a lot of friends, and I just put awe in the subject. And then when I got it back from him, I get awe shucks. It's like so negative.
Okay, so look, you have to stop repeating all this negativity. You have to stop giving it energy and attention. This person is responsible for their own happiness, for creating their lives, for creating their reality. And what you have to do is stop the communications for a certain amount of time and focus on yourself, because you need to create boundaries. You don't have any boundaries with him. You're not responsible for his happiness. You're responsible for your happiness. You have to become very selfish, very self-centered, and become stronger in yourself. And then, and only then, will you be able to have any kind of communication with him without you getting upset and irritated and hurt. Okay?
Yeah, sounds easy to do, but it's not.
Well, I've done it myself, and yes, it's not always easy, but it can be done. I've done it myself. I had two extremely difficult relatives, and I had to work through it until I was able to free myself. And so it can be done, I guarantee it. You just have to find somebody to help you do it, which I can do if you're interested in one-on-one, or somebody else, whoever you choose. But I would suggest you get somebody to help you do it. And you can become free of it, and you can become in a totally different place with this person. But you have to do the work, the inner work. It doesn't happen overnight. And it doesn't happen just by talking about it. You have to go within, deep within. Yes?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
All right. Very good. So I send you a lot of love and hope that you will resolve this, because you can resolve it. And for all of you, I want to thank you for being on the call. This has been a wonderful, insightful call. I love all your questions. And the recording will go out as soon as possible. And do re-listen to the recording, and it can be many times that you re-listen to it, because this is very powerful work that can transform any situation you're in with a difficult person. It really can, and I know that from my own experience and from the experience of my clients. And if you want to know how to work with me personally, then send me an email. Okay, and I also look forward to any of you. I know, Sam, that you said you're going to join us, and I'm delighted that you are, to my Inner Circle membership. That's a very inexpensive way to stay connected and bring your questions and be a part of this wonderful community, which we all are, to raise our consciousness and become more aware and compassionate and happy and abundant. And that's what I wish for all of you, that you are filled with joy and love and happiness, compassion, abundance, awareness. And now it's time to sign off. So thank you so much again.
Thank you, Brigido.
Thank you, Brigido.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Brigido.
Thank you.
Much love. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
To next time. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You rock.
Thank you.
Bye.